That's a very, very sad day for Donegal Motor Club, and we have to send our condolences to Elizabeth, Danny's partner for many years, and all Danny's family and friends at this sad time. This is a big shock for all in motorsport in Donegal and all throughout Ireland, to be honest with you. And Danny Gormley was a huge inspiration to motorsport and Donegal Motor Club for years, and his own maiden city. He managed and controlled everything that went on there, and there was no event in Donegal that Danny wasn't involved in some shape or form. And Danny was a great people's man. When he came into the room, he had that way with him that he could talk to everybody, regardless of who they were, and they always had an interest in people's well-being and how you were doing and how you were getting on with this. And he would apply his own furrow, really, in his own way. Whatever task he was doing for an event, he would have had that done and completed. And then he would go around the room and ask everybody else how they were doing and find out how they were doing. And without really getting into it, if there was anything he thought that needed to be done, he would get on the phone afterwards and dictate then that this had to be done and that had to be done. And that's the way Danny looked after the thing. He was looking after all the chores because he had that experience over the years. He knew how every role had to be done and how it should be done, and he liked to carry it out for the team as much as himself. Danny would have taken it from the bottom up, and he liked to do the debrief afterwards to say that everything was right, and if there was something wrong, you would have heard it was wrong with Danny too.
Danny obviously had numerous roles, from Marston, looking after the marshals, right up to timekeeping, but obviously when you become part of a committee and you want to be part of an organising event, the clerk of the course is one which a lot of people hope they can get to, because away from the stars who are in the cars, it's all down as well to the people that organise it. When you become COC, you're basically head of everything, so you are, Brian. And Danny was very, very, suited to that role. He was COC, and in recent years he was Eamon McGee's right-hand man. And the way he worked that role was obviously part of the success of the International Rally.
There's absolutely no doubt about that. And Danny was COC for 6 years. And remember, if you're COC for Donegal International Rally, it's the biggest event in Europe, you'd say, for the task and the work that goes into it over 3 days, and the number of people you're dealing with, over 200 vehicles. And there's a lot of responsibility with that. And Danny carried responsibility very well. He was very, very capable of doing things and very, very capable of dealing with serious issues. And he also could have went in and set at the fire with somebody, and if he was doing PR and had the crack with him and got on very well with everyone, because he just had a love for Donegal. He's supposed to be from Donegal, and he had that passion, and he was very highly involved in everything that would have happened in the county, and knew all about every sport too, Oisin. He would have been very interested in all going on around him and very knowledgeable. He'll be sorely missed now. He'll be sorely missed by Donegal Motor Club for sure.
Yeah. And one of the events that he had huge pride in, that he looked after so well and ended up winning awards, was the hill climb in the month of September. And really, that was a gem of Danny's, wasn't it?
Yeah, and later years, Danny would have crystallised the hill climb and had won more awards than anywhere else in Ireland at that point. And he still had huge pride in it up till the end there, and he would have still dictated everything that happened in it. But down to even marshals, timekeepers, stewards, anybody that was there, they all knew Danny, but he had a great way with him where he could have come in and spoke to everybody. It didn't matter how well you were dressed or anything else. He would have dealt with you and appreciated you and thanked you for being there, for doing the bit, and look forward to seeing you the next day. He was always thinking about the next day too. He always thought ahead and worked ahead, and he always wanted to leave the place back the way he got it. Like, so he was a great man for the beginner, and a great man for the men at the back of the field. He was a great club man, and he would always say to me, and it always has been happening in Donegal Motor Club, it's a case that he would say, you know, the top 10 doesn't run the rally, he says. We need 150 to make this pay. And that is a fact, and it has proven to be a fact. And Danny was always a great man for the numbers, and throughout all of the budgets that would be happening in Donegal Motor Club, Danny would have held every one of those in high regard, and would have been down to tell you, if it's not working out here, something needs to be done. He'd be a great man at correcting you and keeping you right.
Yeah. Danny will be laid to rest on Friday in Rafal, and there's going to be no international rally this year, Brian, but at some stage down the line, you guys in the motor club and those involved in the international will be able to mark the life and celebrate the life of Danny.
That's right. As was in these times, with restrictions and that, we don't know really what's happening in the world of motorsports the second part of the year. There may be and there may not be at this point, but there's no doubt if anything does happen that Danny will be at the fore, and we've spoke about that in the last few days and about the type of person that Danny is. He always liked to get everybody together, and he always liked to mark people that had passed before, and he was a great man about talking about people that would have been there with us that have sadly passed, and about what they'd done and what they would have said. And he was a great character, great character.